USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants people to remember the rapid development of the coronavirus vaccine happened under his watch. The president tweeting praise for the drug manufacturer Moderna, which is reporting that its coronavirus vaccine is 94.5% effective in the latest trials. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"This is really a historic day. This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna."
The calendar might say November 16th, but the National Weather Service says Phoenix, Arizona could set a new record high today. The current record high is 89 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Republican Senator David Perdue is deciding not to debate his Democratic challenger. CNN reporting Perdue won't debate John Ossoff on December 6th. That's just a month before they will compete for one of Georgia's Senate seats on January 5th. As far as what this race means for our country, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy says,
"If the Republicans lose the Senate majority and the left of Lenin wing of the Democratic Party gets in control, as it will, controlling both the Senate and the House, as I said earlier today, you have nothing to worry about unless you are a taxpayer, a business owner, a parent, a gun owner, a cop, a person of faith, or an unborn baby."
Hurricane Iota is now a Category 5 storm as it heads towards Central America. The National Hurricane Center saying it's packing winds of 160 miles an hour as it heads towards northeastern Nicaragua. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As talks continue regarding a new COVID-19 vaccine, there are still people saying thanks, but no thanks.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of a vaccine. Former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for people to review to build confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat-Harris poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of infection by half. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Those who have a medical condition will still be required to have some sort of protection against the coronavirus for themselves and others when shopping at Costco. The new policy in effect today requires medically compromised people who can't wear a mask to wear a face shield in stores. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.